This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and I'm talking now with Frank Paiuca, the hockey coach for the girls' hockey team at St. Mary's High School. And, Frank, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, thanks for having me.
Frank, I don't know what took me so long to catch up with you guys, but good Lord, what a season you're having. And we got the game of the century coming up in a minute here. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your team and how well you've done this season. Maybe the makeup of the team altogether, because as I recall, you guys have ripped off well, you only got one loss, let's put it that way, of all these games. So fantastic. So tell me about the season as it shaped up in terms of the way what you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a very good year up to this point. The team is really gelled and really kind of believing in themselves and believing in each other and playing as a unit. And that's the biggest thing that I've seen. We're not relying on one or two people to carry us. It's more of a team effort, and everybody's contributing, and everybody's finding ways to help out, compete hard, and try to be as consistent as possible in the way we're playing. Yeah, I mean, huge difference from last year, almost a complete roster turnover. We lost 13 girls off the team last year, 9 seniors and 4 girls transferred out. So we had a whole new makeup of the team. We did have some returners, and I think that's been the glue that's held us together, especially our four returning defensemen that played a significant amount last year, and our fifth defenseman was in the program and kind of swinging back and forth. And the two goalies were on the team last year. They didn't play a lot, but they have that pedigree of they've been around the program. They know what the expectations have been, and that's been a huge help. We had to replace 10 forwards, so wow. That was a lot. And we had to figure some things out and took a little smaller roster this year and really worked on player development. And it's been a pleasant, a pleasant environment, mm-hmm. And the kids are working hard. So I'm very pleased with everything so far.
So the older kids, did it help, bringing in the newer kids in terms of building the culture, getting the culture of what St. Mary's hockey is all about? Because you started off with a pretty damn tough schedule and you started off pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us it was, we're going out and playing the best competition we can schedule. You know, trying to find games is always a challenge. Although we're in a league, our league's very small, so we're essentially still scheduling 17 non-league games. So it's a lot, and it's a balance of finding teams that want to play and fitting them in the schedule. And yeah, we started off, we had a good start against some quality competition. We've had some ups and downs here and there, but overall, I can't be disappointed from where we are right now. And, these last, I believe 6 games are going to be really important for us because we definitely have to clean up some areas and we're playing some good competition down the stretch. So hopefully this will get us ready for the tournament.
And despite the fact you've got an amazing goals against differential, not all of your games have been blowouts. So I'm sure that some of the closer games have helped build the kids toward what you're looking for in the tournament.
Sure, and I think for us, kind of learning, the expectation of we have to play a complete 45 minutes and we can't get up and get down. I think a real kind of, benchmark for me as a coach to kind of see where our character was. We went out to Pope Francis and we were down 4-0 after the first period and nobody sulked. We just kept playing and we got back in the game. We were down 5-1 with 9.5 minutes left, and we came back and tied it.
Wow.
And although we didn't play particularly well, I think we learned a lot of lessons about ourselves. And even we went to Martha's Vineyard, and we kind of hit a lull there. We won a close game, and we lost a close game. So there's been some points in the season where we've definitely had some valleys, but the kids have really picked themselves up and have gone back up the hill, so to speak, and try to play consistently. So it's been good. We face some, adversity in terms of, like you said, close games, tight games, games that could have gone either way. There have been obviously some of them we've been fortunate enough to get the puck bounces, and a couple we haven't, but we've learned throughout the process, which has been encouraging.
Well, the Monday game is going to be your third against a top 10 rated team right now. We'll get to that in a minute. But give me some names, Coach. Tell me about some of these kids who have done it for you.
Well, I think from a experience standpoint, having those 4 defensemen come back, and really, stabilize things until we could get other parts of our game to catch up. I think they're one of the best defensive units in the state. They have that experience and that pedigree. Mm-hmm. I'll start with our 2 captains, Casey Litwin and Regan Sullivan, along with Abby Malcott and Vanessa Hall, have really, been the glue that's really held us together, especially in the early season when we're kind of going through different line combinations and trying to get fits from that end. And Cam Driscoll, who was a swing player for us last year, has really come up and contributed as well. And the two goalies, although they didn't play a lot, you know, they had that experience of, you know, being in those practices the last couple of years and getting some opportunity. And both Gianna and Megan have done a great job in net for us this year. I've been very pleased with that. And up front, you know, we've had some, obviously, a lot of new faces come in. We've had some people really step up and contribute from an offensive standpoint. So it's been a nice balance overall.
I'm looking at only three seniors. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's correct. Three captains, our two captains, Regan and Casey, and our assistant captain, Gianna.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So, well, that bodes well for the future, too. Oh, goodness. All right. So, leading goal scorer, maybe? Tell me a little bit about your best offensive players.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of contributions offensively. We've had, you know, three freshmen have come in and made a really big impact up front. You know, Bella Freitas, Alyssa Norton, and Kira Toomey have really come in and really stabilized us offensively, and they've created a lot of opportunities and have done a great job. And Casey Litwin and Vanessa Hall on the back end have really, you know, pushed forward more offensively this year and have really kind of, you know, facilitated things of jumping into plays and anticipating when to jump into plays, and, you know, has really elevated us offensively. And just the balance that we have, you know, up front, where we're not trying to do too much with a puck. We're trying to keep it simple. We're trying to get pucks to the net and create, you know, some traffic in front of the goalies and getting to those rebounds. So we've really simplified the way we're playing, and I think it's helped. And obviously we're going to have to make some adjustments down the road against some better teams when we get to that point. But right now we're just focusing, trying to be the best version of ourselves when we get into that tournament, and that's where we're trying to focus.
So Casey and Reagan back on defense, are they sort of like your quarterbacks back there, controlling the play, if you will?
Yeah, I think, you know, Vanessa and Casey and Regan in particular have, you know, they're out there all the time for us, penalty kill, power play. They have a lot of versatility. Vanessa and Casey especially are really, you know, offensive-minded. They're really jumping in the play, and Regan's doing a good job defensively, of, along with Abby, kind of stabilizing things from the back end defensively. And they're picking their spots as well. I've really kind of emphasized them this year. Being more offensive, we need more offensive output from our defensemen without sacrificing anything defensively, and they've done a good job of finding that balance.
So 16 games and 16 goals allowed. Not only your goaltender is good, but it looks like your whole team plays team defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of been our focus point. If we can play well on our end and make good decisions and, you know, be better, you know, be good with the puck, making sure we're getting the puck out and being in the right spots in the D zone has really helped us. There have been times we've got away from that, and that's kind of led to some challenges for us. But overall, I've been pleased with our play, especially in the D zone. It's really creating some opportunities for us coming through the neutral zone. The ability to control the puck and identifying where we need to be has really helped us kind of transition from, you know, in the D zone to those offensive opportunities that we've had.
Do you guys spend a lot of time in the offensive zone, you know, puck control?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game. I think it's important that, you know, we preach responsibility and the kids get an understanding how to play, not just in the D zone or the offensive zone, but the neutral zone as well. So we're trying to incorporate, you know, concepts and guidelines in all three zones and trying to be responsible in all three zones, because it's very important. You can't just focus on the offensive zone or the defensive zone. You know, you have to play well in the neutral zone, because that results into a lot of opportunities, good and bad. So we're just trying to focus through those three zones and try to make the right reads.
Okay. All right, Coach, finally coming up, I think I mentioned a game of the century, but boy, it's a big one. Another top 10 for you guys against Peabody, and they're always up there, and I know that you guys have healthy respect for one another.
Yeah, sure. Michelle does a great job with her group and always has them ready, and they're organized, and they play really well, and they play the right way. So it's obviously going to be another challenge for us. And, you know, obviously we want to win the game, but it's more important, like, the process, how we play, because, like I said, we're trying to build upon and stack good, you know, good consistent play. So when we get in the tournament, it does become a one-game season. We're ready to go. So, you know, they're a quality opponent. I think our kids are looking forward to the challenge, and hopefully we come and give our best result.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time today. Good luck on Monday, and we will talk again before the tournament.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Rick. I appreciate it, and best of luck to you as well.
Thank you, Frank. Take care. Be well. All right, that's Frank Paliuca, who is the St. Mary's High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.